Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I know I gave the number out and we ran out of time, and then I got Bongino on, Dan Bongino. But tell you, I'm a good judge of character, and I've watched some of his speeches. Man, that guy is for real. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he stands for, because I haven't had time to follow his full platform. He'll be announcing a big statewide thing tomorrow in Maryland. Put it to you that way. It's just that, man, it's good to talk to people that aren't scum. Like the sheriff of Milwaukee County. Because it gets to me, man. It gets to me watching the evil just run wild. And then people act like you're weird if you get upset by it. I just am sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And I demand that men wake up and say no. No, 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 no. Because if we were all doing our job, we wouldn't be in this position right now. I tell you, these globalists are evil. And the only thing they got on us is that they're so evil that I guarantee if I start trying to wake up somebody like Bongino, at first he would think I was crazy. He said he liked the Piers Morgan stuff and has followed the show before. But still, the problem is people don't want to admit evil because it would be too crazy to admit it. Because it's so over the top. It's like if you saw your neighbor burying dead bodies in the backyard, there have been cases where people don't call the police because they just can't imagine it was the shape of a body and that they saw the guy doing it. It's learned helplessness. And I understand why people don't want to believe this. Because it's so over the top. It came out for about 8 years that Hitler, it was about 7 years that Hitler was killing people and arresting people in mass and stuff. And U.S. newspapers said it was they didn't call it a conspiracy theory. They called it rumors. They didn't use the term conspiracy theory back then. It was J. Edgar Hoover put out the term conspiracy theory, saying that there's no organized crime. That's a conspiracy theory. That was in, I think, a 1952. And I had that one time from some PBS special around here. We played the clip years ago with his famous congressional testimony on film saying there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra and it's a conspiracy theory. But the point is that they called it rumors. And then it was rumors that Stalin, because even under Stalin, our government, our media was saying he was good. And then by the late 40s, it was, well, there are rumors Stalin's killing people. Yeah, just 30 million it later came out, the Russians admit. You know what? I just don't get it. It'd be like if I told my kids a monster's real, they'd say, no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, because they want to deny it. But see, these monsters are real. So we got a guest coming up, and then I'll go to Daniel and Solomon and a bunch of other people that are patiently holding Alan and Terry and Shirleish. Am I pronouncing that right? Shirlea? I can't pronounce. Shirley, that's a cool name. Alaska. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been pretty crazed lately, on air and off air. I told my wife this, and she's learned that when I do this, like every year, every 6 months, she's like, oh, my God, something's about to happen. I'm not going to exaggerate here with you. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. The level of, I don't even get chills anymore now as much as I used to about the New World Order. Now I get, like, fight mode. Okay? I mean, it's to that point, like, it's right there. I mean, I guess Obi-Wan Kenobi call it a disturbance in the force, or Darth Vader, the last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. And to be sarcastic, keep using the Star Wars analogy since Bongino did. Now, every minute, I was sitting there this morning after I'd exercised, sitting there in the edge of the woods, and I was just like totally overwhelmed with, my God, it's about to get really bad. I don't know what it's going to be, a nuke going off. Maybe North Korea is about to go nuclear. I don't know. Maybe they're about to hit Japan with a nuke or something. I don't know. All I know is my spidey sense is 10 times what it's ever been. Just like danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, danger. I mean, that's all I can tell you. And I'm sure you're feeling it. My wife's feeling it. Pray to God for protection, because I'm telling you, the hammer's about to come down.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Side of the building, I was having a quick meeting on some equipment purchases. Nobody in radio or TV works like I do. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just letting you know why I'm out of breath. This building is so big. With the construction we're doing, I have to go around the building to get to the other side. And I'm certainly not in good shape like basketball players. So I just ran down here to get back on air as we expand the info war here. We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment. But first, I want to play a short clip of Biden calling for a New World Order, which separately the FBI has taught doesn't exist and you're a terrorist if you say this exists. So I guess people better talk to Biden. Maybe he's gone insane because he's talking to the Import-Export Bank about something that doesn't exist. Here it is.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again. and the institutions and the rules that worked so well in the post-World War II era for decades, they need to be strengthened, and some have to be changed. So we have to do what we do best. We have to lead. We have to lead. We have to update the global rules of the road. We have to do it in a way that maximizes benefits for everyone, because obviously it's overwhelmingly in our interest. This is not a zero-sum game. It's overwhelmingly in our interest that China prosper, that Mongolia prosper, that nations big and large, east and west. We have to level the playing field so that American companies and workers can compete in the world, that the competition is fair.
Okay, so he's talking about a new world order, and hey, that sounds good. Everybody, you know, is fair. Everybody's happy. Apple has plants that are the worst in China with people committing suicide off of them, to the point they had to put suicide nets up. And meanwhile, the Democratic Party, to a great extent, And a lot of Republicans as well, are so dumb, they don't even know that clips are reusable. Here's state rep out in Colorado. I just can't get over this thing. We got to ban over 15-round mags because you throw them away after that. You know, you can only use them, use them once. The bullets are gone. Like it's a disposable air freshener can or something. So a lot of it isn't just authoritarians. They are up on top. They actually believe Obamacare is going to give them free health care, when on record it's already doubling it this year, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, sets up death panels, and was written by the insurance companies, written by Mitt Romney. I mean, it's all just one. When he says our interest, he means the big mega banks that want to get rid of the middle class. Here is this clip. Go ahead.
I do think that we can pass those. And just very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time, because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
Diane DeGette, Democrat from Colorado. And, I mean, how do you deal with people that really think the government's going to give them everything free forever and that it won't wreck the society? How do you deal with people that don't know crimes dropped 49% because of the proliferation of firearms, FBI statistics? How do you deal with people that think that GMO food is healthy and that there shouldn't be labeling? How do you deal with people that support the government saying they're going to put aspartame in milk and thousands of other products and not tell you what's in there? I mean, this is way past liberal conservative, folks. This is about common sense and a society gone mad. Now, you know, I've got InfoWarsHealth.com, and I like to every week or so get a guest on who's involved with the longevity products that I'm heavily involved with, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all of it. And I was looking at a list of people I could have on that are involved. There's a bunch of really cool people we're going to be getting on very soon, including some, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. But I saw this name. I said, Mike Glenn, the Stinger? I wasn't even a big basketball fan because I didn't watch a lot of TV. You know, I'd watch the playoffs with my mom, who was a bigger sports fan than my dad of basketball. Well, my dad was always working too hard to get into sports. But, I was a fan of the Stinger. I said, Mike Glenn. And then I went, wait a minute, I've seen him do interviews. And one time I was staying at somebody's house and read a few chapters in one of the books about, you know, real black history in this country and some of the amazing people that you never hear of. And then I was kind of in a quandary. Should I have him on about longevity and InfoWarsHealth.com, or should I get Mike Glenn on about his books, which I've ordered and I'm going to end up reading? Because I remember going, wait, I read part of one of his books and had to leave the book there. And because so many times you're busy, you don't finish a book, even though it was interesting. I didn't have time. I was visiting some friends a few years ago. So I wanted to get him on today about also he has a basketball camp for hearing impaired children. He's just a really, really, really interesting individual, MikeGlenn.com. And he's the guy that got so many of the other big NBA people, like Theo Ratliff and others that we've had on the show, got them on the longevity products. And those testimonies are up at InfoWarsHealth.com. But these really are miraculous. But I don't have him on the infomercial. We'll plug it later in the hour and go to some of your phone calls here. But, Mike, it's good to have you on, the Stinger.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me to be on. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. Just happy to spend some time with you, sir.
You bet. Wow. Well, Where should we start? Talk about your books, because what's interesting about them is you don't just cover, you know, the folks that are more famous. Some of them are in there. But you talk about just the how interesting, because I personally like Buffalo Soldiers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, black history in America is not exactly what we're taught on the nightly news.
Well, you are so right, Alex. Appreciate you asking me about that. And, Alex, I grew up in a household where, well, my dad was a coach as well as a teacher, and my mom was a teacher. So we were reading. We had study periods even in the summertime. And mom had this question after the study period. She said, okay, now what lesson did you learn from what you read? So we always had to be able to tell a lesson that we learned. If we had a speaker in school or we read a magazine, newspaper, or book, she wanted to know what lesson did you learn. So this kind of stayed with me. Alex, throughout my life, and after retiring from pro basketball, I decided to write some books and center them around lessons that I'd learned, whether they were lessons from my collection of books. I own thousands of books that I've selected, rare first edition books, and I decided to just start writing series on lessons that I've learned. And my first one was I went to my NBA teammates, ex-teammates, foes, opponents, and it was titled Lessons in Success from the NBA's top players. And I went to all of those players, Alex, Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Karl Malone, John Stockton, all of them. And I asked him, what's the two most important lessons they learned to be successful in basketball and life? So the first book was very interesting. A lot of coaches, a lot of teams, a lot of individuals bought it. All the NBA players love to get other people's perspectives on what made them successful. And then I did a lot of other history and research through the books in my library as well, and start writing biographies. I start writing about the integration of sports history. I looked at history before Jackie Robinson. I looked at African-American athletes that preceded Jackie Robinson, who were kind of just swept under the carpet, forgotten, and never mentioned again. So I told a lot of their stories in one of my books. And then I also wrote on Frederick Douglass, the pre-Civil War years of Frederick Douglass and his impact on America and society. So those are kind of some passionate areas that I've written about, talked about, gone to a lot of places and discussed them, and really enjoy even exhibiting, Alex. I collect rare first edition books, so oftentimes I will bring with me some first edition books so people can see the power of these books as documents of American history. For one of my favorite ones is Frederick Douglass's book, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, written by himself, which he wrote in 1845, and it was published in the Anti-Slavery Office of Boston. So I'll take this book and I'll show them when it was published and the content, but the book itself is a document of history. So I kind of combine all of these things together and make it very fun and interesting and bring history to life and try to, you know, foster literacy and research and study as well.
You know, I've actually got a painting of Frederick Douglass in there in the office. We're going to create a new set that's got a bunch of paintings of famous people that I admire.
Wow.
And I've actually read the book you're speaking of probably 20 years ago.
Yes,
amazing quotes and ideas about liberty. In fact, I paraphrase one of them. He said, liberty and freedom is never given. It's taken, it's demanded, to paraphrase that quote.
Absolutely right. What a tremendous giant. You're so right, Alex, and it's so worthy of everybody. It should be a must-read for all who haven't read it in all schools as well, because he certainly was a proponent of that, fighting for liberty continuously and agitating and petitioning and understanding how freedom works and how things that are not for your freedom work against you. So one of his first speeches, as a matter of fact, my mom, one of her favorite quotes was this one that I've kind of carried with me, and I've labeled one of my exhibits. That it was, as Frederick Douglass, as a young boy about 8 years old, Sophia Old, who had, and her husband Hugh, had been the people that were in charge of him, had enslaved him, and she had taught him how to read at his request, and he learned a few things, and they were going to show her husband Hugh what he had learned, and all of a sudden Hugh said, hey, what are you doing teaching that slave how to read? Don't you know that if he learns how to read, he won't be fit to be a slave anymore? So that was a quote that Frederick Douglass remembered the rest of his life, my mom's favorite quote as a teacher, and it was kind of important to me. Once you learn how to read, it won't be fit to be a slave anymore. And it was a proponent of, he said that was the pathway from slavery to freedom, was through reading and literacy and learning who you are, what liberty is.
Mine as well. I mean, growing up, I happened to get into history books just because they were so action-packed every page.
Yes, sir.
And then if you know history, you know how humans act over and over again, so
right.
I can now recognize the oppression and the modern attempts at slavery today that are more sophisticated. Like, I have all the Department of Education documents,
wow,
and they're in Charlotte Isherby's phone book-sized book when she was the head of policy there, where they actually planned to dumb everybody down so they could be brought into a collective. And they're now coming out saying, you know, the state owns your children and the state will control what you do. What's your view on the new authoritarianism we see growing today?
I think you got some excellent points there. And I think that's why it's so important that we continue to read, to study, to learn, to look before the surface. Because Alex, you're so right. Everything is so short-term, surface, look at the top, keep it moving, to short attention span. So you really never, people really never look below the surface and see the long-term implications and what this actually said and take time to dig deeper. So I totally agree with you. I think there's so much of that in society today that everything, rather than being elevated, you don't have people in positions that can help elevate the thinking, the thought process that goes into progression. You have so many people in all across the pages of books that now are just talking, and it's really not much substance to it. So I think there is a dumbing down for sure, and even when you read from people of a century ago, you're, wow, look at how they wrote and thought. It was a lot that went into it, maybe more so than we see on a day-to-day basis today.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, there's so many great quotes I just pulled up here of Frederick Douglass, but people might not get all they work for in this world, but they must certainly work for all they get.
Yes.
And then he goes on to say, this is a shortened version of it, power concedes nothing without a demand. It is, it never did and it never will.
Yes. That was one of his most famous ones as well. And, you know, he was just saying that you have to continue to work and to agitate and to knock down walls of resistance and to fight hard for what you want. And that it, you know, it's a glorious quote that very, very well said by Frederick Douglass in 1857. So, yes, he has some fabulous quotes. I mean, all of his three books were just fabulous documents of American history and good history books as well as just perspectives on liberation and self-empowerment.
Mike Glenn, the Stinger, NBA legend, is our guest, MikeGlenn.com. Here's another one. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those of whom they oppress. You see, they want to break us now with the whole, you know, police state, the wars, all of it. Mike, what is your view on where humanity is today?
As long as their voice is out there, they're all, we always have both sides of the coin out there, and I think we have to be really diligent in keeping forth the positive voices on humanity to break down barriers that separate people, bring people together, show a light of leadership in a progressive way that gives opportunity, supports working hard, achieving goals, believing you can do things, not allowing people to suppress you.
Exactly, but see, Frederick Douglass talked about a real progression, meaning humans getting better.
Yeah.
What about the socialists that take the word progressive and have now created counterfeits? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, and you have to keep your voice heard. I think, Alex, you certainly, and the more we hear voices that show another way, a better way, I think through all these voices that it gives opportunity for people to find a best path. As long as they believe that they can do it, as long as they have the energy to fight, to push, to achieve, to learn, to grow, they'll create those opportunities. So that's one thing I do, Alex, whether it's through nutrition, whether it's through history, whether it's through deaf people learning to be assimilated into mainstream, I want people to know that they can empower themselves. They can have their dreams. They can live their dreams. They can accomplish things and the self-empowerment.
Well, Mike, that's what I picked up. That's what I picked up reading one of your books,
mm-hmm.
is that I get the thrill out of teaching somebody something, or I get the thrill out of seeing people excel.
Yeah.
And there are just so many out there that are so pitiful, they think when someone else excels, that's bringing them down. And there are people that have excelled that think they excelled by bringing others down, and it's just really sad. Here's one more Frederick Douglass quote.
Yes.
The life of a nation is secure only while the nation is honest, truthful, and virtuous. But there's so many unhappy people out there, and I think they're unhappy because they're not building others up. Tell us about your foundation and the basketball camp and how many folks that have been deaf or hearing impaired that you've helped?
Well, thanks very much, Alex. Yeah, my dad actually started the sports program there at Georgia School for the Deaf before I was was born. So he coached every sport they had there at the deaf school. And so I grew up loving basketball, and I would go to basketball camps. And I noticed that my deaf friends could never go. I spent countless hours at the deaf school. They had the dormitories there. I stayed in his classrooms, went to the dormitories, went to the gym, went to all the practices. And I noticed they could never go to camp. They were always sad. In the summer, I would ask them, did you guys go to basketball camp? And they said there was no camp. So, Alex, I kind of made a promise to myself that one day I would like to start a camp just for deaf kids, because I thought they deserved a chance to go. They were great basketball players. They loved the game like anybody else did. So why shouldn't they have an opportunity to live their dreams and go as far as their talents would take them? So when I got to the NBA, I talked about it at several places, and as a member of the New York Knicks, I started the nation's first basketball camp for deaf kids. This was 33 years ago, so I started a free camp. I had about 30 kids to come to that first camp on Long Island, New York, at Millneck School for the Deaf, and then I started expanding it. Girls and boys and kids were coming from all across the country to this free camp, and it meant so much to them to have an opportunity to go to camp, to be included, to interact with other kids, to meet pro NBA players, to come and sign autographs and take pictures. It was just the best week of their life. So I decided that each year I would have this camp, and I would dedicate each week to tell the students, this will be the best week of your life. So all of our staff members, we tell them on the first day, welcome, we're glad to have you here. This is the camp for you, and our mission is for you to have the best week of your life. So each year I average from 80 to 100 kids, and you take that over the 33 years. Some years I would do two camps, one in New York and one in Atlanta. Now I just do the one in Atlanta. Every summer we start on Father's Day. It's kind of a tribute to my dad, who he's passed on now, but the heritage, the legacy from him is this camp, and it kind of lives through me. And so we start on that day, and we have kids. And Alex, it's just the best week of my life. I mean, all the coaches are there because they care. Nobody is there because they're getting money to be, how much money am I going to get? It's all about caring about the kids, giving them an opportunity, loving the game of basketball, and just having as much fun as you can with it. So it's a blessing in my life, and I'm just so blessed to have people like Longevity that support. We give them nutrition. Dr. Wallach has come in and talked to them about nutrition to help their health, help their game. So we expand them. Martin Luther King Jr., the third brothers come in, Andrew Young. I mean, we've just had not only basketball players, not only people in nutrition, but people from various walks of life, other sports. Roddy White, all-pro football receiver, came in and talked to us a couple of years ago. He said, I've never been to a basketball camp, and certainly never been to a camp for deaf kids. It's one of the best camps I've ever been to. The kids loved him. I mean, just the hugs, the love, the real from heart to heart, Alex, cannot be beat. And so I think it's really a model, my camp is, where you got girls and boys. I have kids that can hear also. They have to come to the camp. I tell them, look, you may have a deaf coach. You can have some deaf teammates. But I want you to learn to get along with kids that are very different from you. They may speak different, look different, may not speak at all. But I want you all to get along and form a basketball team, and we're going to play ball. And that's what we do every summer, and we love it.
Well, I tell you, people are blessed to be able to go to that. And it's another example of private individuals taking action, building their dreams, and helping others.
Yeah.
Mike Glenn is our guest. I tell you, when I saw that name on a piece of paper, I said, wow. He's doing interviews about health and the things you discovered with that. But I said, I want him on about all this other stuff that I knew you were doing. So the stinger is on with us right now, MikeGlenn.com. And we're going to post this video of this radio interview of your TV viewer. You're obviously seeing it now, but for radio listeners, by tomorrow, we'll have this interview posted up at InfoWarsHealth.com if you're a radio listener and want to be able to see the TV side. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about health issues, longevity. You were one of the people that got into it very, very early. You've gotten so many other NBA people into it as well, because anything I promote is something I truly believe in. And longevity and the products at InfoWarsHealth.com are the best out there. But also, it funds our operation. Just like you were saying, longevity helping fund stuff for deaf kids. I don't think people know that Dr. Wallach's won against the Food and Drug Administration himself 3 times, with other lawyers 7 times. We've had some of those lawyers on. These are the famous cases that allow supplementation, period. And I just can't believe the type of guests we get on. But these guys never brag about themselves like Dr. Wallach and others. So we'll brag on them with Mike Glenn, the Stinger. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got the Stinger on with us here. Mike Glenn, a very famous NBA player. For those of you that don't follow the NBA, like I didn't follow it much, and I always like watching the Stinger. But I guess people like the guy that's a little bit smaller than everybody else who's kicking their butt. I think that might be what it is. Is that why you were so popular, Mike?
Yeah, that's part of it, man. A little guy, and I always shot the ball so well from the outside. That's how I earned the nickname, the Stinger Alex. And then I played the game like you try to live. You just play it as an expression of who you are. So played hard and played fair. And, you know, I think people like the way I played the game, too.
You've got a film coming out that just won a big Christian award, and you're going to be doing screenings on that. The system obviously doesn't want films like this out there, but it's got some really good reviews. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alex. It's called the Spirit of Love Movie. .com, the Spirit of Love Movie.com, and it traces my growing up around deaf kids, and then it goes all the way, goes forward to my running this basketball camp for deaf kids, kids coming in, and different personalities and characters, and going through the camp and having an all-star game at the end where we play against very good kids that can hear and talk. So it's a great movie. I mean, so many great messages of sharing, inclusion, and it's like the film says, the Spirit of Love movie.com, the Mike Glenn story. So we were in Texas during All-Star Weekend at the Texas Christian Film Festival, and we won the most inspirational movie of that festival. And then we have 4 out of 5 doves from that got a screening in Denver in May. We have one in Atlanta coming up in May. And so we encourage people just go to thespiritoflovemovie.com. We got the Facebook and all those social media things, Alex, and I'm not the best at, but we got it there, so they can interact that way as well.
Well, very exciting what you're doing. I mean, already so successful monetarily, everything, and to still be working so hard, that's what it's all about. Mike Glenn is our guest. I wanted to have some positive things today. Now you're also on the Sports Advisory Board for Longevity, which is, by the way, folks, growing to be one of the biggest vitamin mineral companies out there. And that's why I chose them as a sponsor a few years ago, because I've seen amazing effects here on crew members, even though it's not advertised as weight loss, losing 97 pounds, myself and stamina, because I'd gotten out of shape doing nothing for about 10 years. My mother, triathlete, just says it's incredible. And it's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase there on the site at InfoWarsHealth.com, I should add, also funds our operation to a great extent and what we're doing. So you're buying from the good guys and helping us build our liberty-oriented media organization. But you got Theo Ratliff and other famous NBA stars in on it. Theo was going to have to retire. That's on record. Gave him, 10 more years in it and $30-something million. Break down your experience with Doc Wallet, when that started, and why you promote longevity.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. About 14 years ago, a friend of mine named Phil Oliver, who worked at sickle cell, and Doc had helped him with a lot of sickle cell patients with how they could be healthier through mineral nutrition. And so he insisted, I mean, he was very persistent, and he insisted that I try these minerals. And so I did use them. And it really helped me tremendously, and I started sharing the story with others. And Theo is a very interesting story also, because I was talking to one of the other players on the Hawks. I was doing color analysis for him on TV, and he'd had some problems, the health problems that he couldn't find a solution to. And Theo overheard me. I wasn't even talking to Theo. And Theo was having problems himself. He had a detached bone, and I think you've had him on, so he's probably gone over.
Got to go over it again. It's important.
Okay. Theo had a detached bone in his hip. That was his biggest problem. And in his knee, he had bone-to-bone arthritis. It would swell so big after games, they would have to drain it. He had a problem with his ankle. He had a problem with his wrist and a degenerative disc in his back. Theo was finished. That's why Philadelphia traded him to Atlanta. They knew the guy was at the end of his rope, and his career was going to be over. So he was facing all of these surgeries. The doctors could not help him. And so he said, Mike, I want to talk to you about what you talked to Alan about. So we took him out to dinner. We told him he was mentally deficient. He would never get healthy through all the surgeries and all the things that they were recommending to him. So we put him on 90 Essential Nutrients. He was very diligent. We introduced him to Doc. Theo regrew cartilage in his knee. His back was fine. They gave him MRIs. They did all kind of things, and Theo was fine. So he signed several more contracts. He got everybody's family on it. Theo became a big proponent for longevity. And Phil Oliver, the guy that introduced me and I, we said, man, we need a drink, an energy drink, a nutrition drink that we can put Theo's picture on and we can really share it with other athletes. So we tossed around and came up with the idea of Rebound, because it's a basketball term, to rebound the basketball, and he rebounded his career. So we came up with the name Rebound. And so Doc Wallach and Steve Wallach and all Richard Renner, they all worked with us, and we came together. They had a wonderful product. We sampled the different flavors, and we came up with one. There are a couple that worked very well and had one with no green tea for zero caffeine effect. And from there, Rebound hit the market about 7 years ago, and it has not stopped. It's just grown like wildfire. And Alex, I'm so appreciative of you also furnishing this voice to be heard about nutrition, about Rebound. We've seen instrumental growth. Other NBA players are taking it, other football players, baseball players, little leaguers. Everybody is beginning to see they can have a real nutritious advantage. That's what athletes live for. We live for that little bit of difference, because that's the difference.
Well, take Gatorade. Gatorade's got three ingredients, longevity products, up to 90. And I mean, here's the bottom line. I don't promote things that I don't believe in. And, you know, I told people buy silver when it was $4 an ounce, and it's gone up to 50 at some point, 30-something right now. I said get gold when it was, you know, $300 an ounce, and it's gone as high as 2,000. You know, the point is, I really promote what I personally decide to do. And they, my dad's an oral surgeon and a dentist. He knows a lot of other physicians. He's in healthcare management, not just in dental stuff. And he says doctors are seeing classical scurvy with people that are on fast food diets and, you know, don't get the green leafy vegetables. No one will tell them you've got scurvy. No, hospitals don't even say eat fruit. No one will tell anybody that that America has off the chart diabetes and off the chart cancer because we're the fertilizers they're using have three chemicals or three minerals in them, not the 90. And it's not rocket science that people need the Rebound, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus, all this stuff, and that's why we sell it at the lowest prices at InfoWarsHealth.com. People can sign up and get free shipping there when they sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. That's a big discount. You can pay $10 and become a distributor and get discounts. I mean, but bottom line, it's a win-win-win. I don't get taxpayer money to fund my operation like MSNBC. I have sponsors and I have products I sell that I believe in, and it's very, very simple. I'm the same way. 3 years ago, hey, longevity's great. Yeah, I know who Wallach is. I believe in it. They'll be a sponsor. Kind of sat there. Then I watched my wife, my mother, my crew go crazy with it, and then I finally tried it. More stamina. I mean, all of it. One side effect is I feel like I'm 25 again and want to kick everybody's ass, but excuse me. But, I mean, really, my body was missing out on this.
Yeah, everybody is. I mean, you can't live a regular diet, live here in America, and not be missing some of those 90 essential nutrients. It's just impossible to do it. I don't care if you're an athlete, if you think you got the best nutritionists and doctors and all this, you'd be like Bill Ratliff, falling apart with the best money positions and everything all around you daily, and your body's falling apart. So he saw the picture, so everybody has it. And I would just encourage him. I take 90 essential daily also, and all of these former athletes, Alex, that I see in all the retired players' meetings and all of these things, so many hip replacements, knee replacements, and they're always asking me, Mike, ain't it hard for you to get up in the morning sometimes? And no, man, it's not hard for me to get up any morning at all. You know, I'm taking 90 essential nutrients.
Listen, Ted Anderson had been to three doctors. He was going to have knee surgery. Mm-hmm. When I'd go up to Minnesota, the owner of this network we're on, he would hobble around all over the place, and then he went on all the longevity, and the surgery isn't needed. The pain is gone. I mean, break down from what you know from Dr. Wallach. What are the vitamins and minerals doing, and why won't the system tell people this? Because surely the system knows this as well. I guess they want you to be sick so they can do surgery on you, or what's going on?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. There's so much money in the pharmaceutical industry, so many lobbyists, so much money. Every commercial you see, you're going to be totally inundated with all these messages and images of this is how you grow to be healthy. And anytime you hear something contrary to that, you just automatically go against it. Like, no, that's not what I heard. That's not what I saw. So it takes a really open-minded person to empower themselves to have health and have a better life. And that's the message of whether it's history or science or nutrition and health. You have to empower yourself to make a change in your own life. And so what happens to athletes, Alex, is we sweat out all of our nutrition at an accelerated pace. So that's why we don't have calcium. That's why our bones get brittle. That's why they need so many knee replacements and hip replacements. It's so common. And then you have things from diabetes and other things because we sweat out daily from all the practice, all the sweat. We lose a soup of nutrients, not just one. You can't just take two or three nutrients and replace the whole soup that you're sweating out daily. And so we have to get this message to athletes when they take it, when they reveal. We just do it at an accelerated pace. Everybody's going to happen. For everybody, if you're losing your nutrients, you're going to have some kind of disease or illness as a result from it. It's just a cause and effect situation. So now we get a lot of athletes to understand that you have to really. So I have to take it twice a day. I'm still working out. I'm still maintaining. I'm still very active. I'm the analyst for the Atlanta Hawks, so I'm traveling all over the place and doing a lot of work like that. So like Dr. Wallach, man, Doc is like the best athlete. I tell him the only doctor I know better than Dr. J is Dr. Wallach. So we have athletes on it, and they're seeing the results.
By the way, meeting him in person and knowing, what is he, 72, 3, something?
That's right, in his 70s, yes, sir.
I mean, and the guy looks like he's 55.
And acts like it. He looks in an accent, man. He keeps moving, lecturing, doing over 300 lectures all across the world and energy and that the charisma and the personality to keep this wonderful company going in the direction that it should be.
It's amazing, and again, you know, being a quote my own salesman, you know, to get the to promote liberty, everything.
Yeah.
It's so easy to sell the truth. It's so easy to sell what you believe in. I mean, I couldn't imagine people out there that are selling things they don't believe in. I mean, it's so simple. Longevity really is miraculous products, and I hope people will go to InfoWarsHealth.com. I hope that they will take action. The toll-free number is there on the site, because I just want to challenge people to try the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Rebound, the Polymers Plus, all of it, the Ultimate FX, the Alex Pack, all of it, because once you actually try it and then make yourself continue to take it for a few months, if you don't see dramatic response, I'll eat my hat. The toll-free number for folks that want to call and ask any questions or sign up for the free shipping is 888-789-9277. Or again, the number is on InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-789-9277. Now, I'm here ranting and raving with the famous NBA player, the Stinger, who I know was everybody's favorite when I was growing up, because we all like seeing the little guy sit there and get around all the big guys and make all those impossible shots. Anything else you'd like to add about longevity before we move on to fatherhood? I know that's one of your favorite topics.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Alex, and I think you hit on it, hit the nail right on the head, and you mentioned some outstanding products. And this company is built around the core essential products, all minerals. And if some people don't have a ton of money, and that's what we tell them, look, you can just get some plant-derived minerals, some cherry minerals. They're only $20-something dollars a piece. But you start with that. And once your mind and your body has been expanded, you're never going to go back. You're never going to go back to living without the nutrition. It's going to keep you healthy and energetic and moving forward. And people are going to be asking you, why are you feeling so good? What are you doing? I mean, it will show. And a Rebound product gives you energy. I mean, healthy energy, not just caffeine and taurine. It gives you nutrients that will give you the energy. And what I like to tell people, too, Alex, energy is attractive. I don't care if you're a male or female or an athlete. When you see an athlete running with good energy, you're attracted and you keep your eye on them. I don't care if it's a lady's walking, she's got that pep in her step and she's moving and she's got energy. That is what is attractive. The complainers, the whiners, that's not going to be attractive. It's not going to propel you forward. So get the nutrition, get your energy, get your health back, and then you can be what you're supposed to be. You've empowered yourself to move forward.
Absolutely. Now, not only are you out there helping deaf kids, not only are you out there helping people with nutrition, spend a few minutes about, in closing, about your father, because there's such a war on fathers, a war on masculinity in this country, and so let's end it talking about fathers.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Alex. Boy, you sure hit all my passionate areas, man. We have one mindset there, and I like to see that. I like to promote fathers. There's so many fathers like my father that had a huge impact on my life, introduced me to sports, introduced me to deaf culture, left me a legacy. All I had to do was plug in and keep it going. The power, the energy, the foundation was already laid for me. There's so many fathers like that. Just last night on the Braves game, they interviewed Mr. and Mrs. Upton, and Mr. Upton played at Norfolk State. He was an All-American baseball player. He's a scout now for one of the teams. He has two sons that are playing for the Atlanta Braves. He has B.J. Upton and Justin Upton. And a couple of nights ago, they both homered in the last inning to win a ball game. And here this father was, who had all but created this. I mean, this father had created two sons that were playing Major League Baseball at a tremendously high level. So when you have that kind of love, that kind of support, that kind of direction, it can lead you to so many wonderful things. So we have to recognize them, Alex. We have to take time to thank these fathers and recognize these men and encourage others to do likewise. There are countless examples around us. We just don't always recognize them and pay homage to them for the outstanding work they've
done.
Well,
sure. I mean, if you look at the collectivists and the socialists, they want the state to be the dad. I read a Hitler quote about that yesterday. And they say if you build up fathers, you're tearing down single mothers. Single mothers do some incredible stuff, but you're four times more likely to end up in drugs or in prison if your dad isn't there. And so even if things aren't perfect, it still doesn't matter. Having the dad there is what it's all about. And it's like, you know, having four wheels on a car. The dad's two, the mom's two. You've got to have those four wheels, and that's why fatherhood is under assault, and you just can't argue with the results of having a dad at home.
You're absolutely right, man. And you're right, it is an assault on him. I mean, I even see careful cases in society that I'm very much familiar with. You saw Michael Jackson's dad. They would always be kind of negative. He was too hard on Michael, this, that, and the other. He created the greatest singing group maybe in the history of the world. And then his son, tremendous thing. And you look at Venus and Serena and what their dad, who had this dream that he could raise two daughters that could be great tennis players, and he went about doing it from looking at a video. So there are tremendous things that these dads are doing, and there are always people trying to put them down. So I totally agree with you, man. The fathers play a very, very important role. We start ICAMP on Father's Day. We acknowledge that right off the top. We have some dads that come who are coaches that are doing tremendous things. And the last thing, I got this one former pro player, Derek Anderson. He was homeless, man. He had a kid at 15, raised his son.
I want to hear this. Hold on. Let's go into the next segment. Then I'm going into overdrive, folks, to take your calls. And we have another guest in studio. Stay with us. The Stinger is our guest. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You know, a lot of times the truth is looking at you right in the face. If you look at animals, deer, cows, you name it, elephants, I've seen this on TV in Africa. They'll reach with their trunks way down into the mud and find the minerals and eat them. And you'll see deer go up to certain rock formations and just sit there eating, chewing on rocks. And you're like, oh, the deer are crazy. No, their body knows it needs minerals. And the old timers, and this has just gotten bigger the last decade, you can get it in Himalayan salt, some of the trace stuff. You can also get it in some of the clays. But the old timers across the board knew, especially when women were pregnant, that you were supposed to eat clay. People, oh, look at the old timers eating clay. They're crazy. It's the real wide spectrum minerals. And I'm done plugging that. We're back on fathers with the stinger, Mike Glenn. Mike, finish up your point about the guy that was homeless.
Yes, Derry Anderson. Derry Anderson was a homeless young man, and he had a son. And at 15, he worked two jobs to raise this one-year-old son, and often he would sleep in the gym. But he was so determined to be a success, practiced ball, got a scholarship, went to University of Kentucky, won a national championship, played in the NBA, and that gym that he slept in from being homeless as a 15-year-old is now named after him, and his one-year-old son that he was taking care of now works with him as an adult in his business. And this is the kind of examples that the father can be, and I see it oftentimes, and we don't hear about it. He's the kind of person that comes to my camp that tells my deaf kids that they can be successful, and he's an example of that fatherhood starting at age 15 in those kind of circumstances to be a tremendous success. National championship, NBA champ, Olympian champ, Derry Anderson. So outstanding young man with a new book called Stamina Out, and I just wanted to praise him as well since you mentioned fatherhood and what a tremendous father he was and is to his son.
Well, it was Hitler that said, first you've got the women. First you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And socialists, authoritarians, fascists always target the children and the women and try to remove men out of the equation. And we're seeing that happening today. And that's why the work you're doing, Mike Glenn, MikeGlenn.com, the Stinger, NBA legend. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you again. And if you ever come through town in Austin, I'd love to get you in studio.
I will certainly do that. Alex, I appreciate you greatly as well. Now, you take care. All the best to you.
You too. Take care, folks. There goes Mike Glenn. And he's got some big dogs there in the background. Let him take care of those. I'm going to go into overdrive. Antonio Beeler, you remember about a year ago, got arrested filming the cops in Austin. No criminal record, West Point grad. The point is that good people that aren't like criminals are now caught up in the system all the time. Veterans are having their kids taken for no reason. And if they can go after veterans and people, the sky is the limit. And a Travis County grand jury indicted him last week for filming the police. And Arde Saveda, the police chief, said, well, you can film police, you can't interfere. Well, there happens to be footage of what happened, not just from his camera, but from across the street. He's filming, the cops say, stop that. He's backing up, and the cops start going at him, and he says, what are you doing? What are you doing? So he hasn't arrived yet, but we'll... Oh, he is here? He is here? Okay, good. He just got here right on time. So what's going to happen is I'm going to take your calls for a couple segments while we get this set up, and he's going to be coming in. We're going to overdrive, internet only, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.